In Afghanistan, Election Day came and went without significant violence. But in the last few days, attacks by Taliban fighters have killed at least 11 people. The vote counting continues, as do some charges of fraud. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
A week and a half after the big vote, Afghan government officials and their international allies are still celebrating the first democratic elections in Afghan history. Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah says Afghans exceeded expectations when they ignored terrorist threats and bad weather and flocked to the polls.
The people of Afghanistan, they choose to express their will by a new means, which is democratic, which is acceptable to the people of Afghanistan, which is acceptable to the rest of the world. That is very important.
But the election has not been completely trouble-free. The start of the vote count was delayed several days last week when 15 of the opposition candidates threatened a boycott after protesting allegations of fraud at the polls. They backed down under pressure from the U.S. Embassy here and after the United Nations-sponsored Electoral Commission appointed a three-person investigatory committee, which has yet to publish the results of its work. Yesterday, the second-place presidential candidate, Yunus Kanuni, once again alleged there had been widespread cheating, and he accused the UN of favoring incumbent president and election frontrunner Hamid Karzai, a charge that the Electoral Commission rejects. Sultan Ahmed Bahin is a spokesman for the election board.
Our mechanism, which is according to the international standard, reduce any bias to any candidates to zero.
Meanwhile, Taliban fighters who were unable to make good on threats to disrupt the elections have recently stepped up their attacks. Yesterday, an explosion killed an Afghan election worker and four other passengers of his vehicle in a turbulent border province. And last week, a roadside bomb killed two American soldiers and wounded three more in the remote province of Oruzgan. These attacks haven't stopped thousands of Afghans from continuing the daily vote count at heavily guarded centers like this one on the outskirts of Kabul. It's painstaking work. Most Afghans are observing a sunrise to sunset fast for the holy month of Ramadan as they sift through millions of ballots by hand. And yet workers like this woman named Osnia appear as enthusiastic as ever. I'm having fun and I love my work, she says. We've achieved the first peaceful elections in this country, Osnia adds. It's something we'll never forget. So far, a quarter of the ballots have been counted. Preliminary results put President Hamid Karzai far in the lead with nearly two-thirds of the vote. Election organizers expect the results to be announced next week. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.